In today's podcast, we talk about purpose, role playing, and managing expectations. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So I grew up in Chicagoland, and in my generation, that meant that you were a Bulls fan. I loved watching Michael Jordan play, and it was, you know, always pretty interesting to see the different diverse cast of characters that would join the team, play their role, and then eventually move on to other teams. You know, that's just the nature of the beast for most. I say this not as a discourse on the transient nature of player and team relationships, but to focus on the role-playing nature of the NBA. I mentioned in a previous episode how we need the Lord to help us find and stay in our lane. Now, today I'd like to continue that discussion as it relates to the body of Christ, unity, and knowing your calling. If it sounds like, you know, I mention calling a lot, it's because I do. And I see it as a profoundly important part of our faith. In fact, it's at the core of the ministry activity that we're all about in the Unshackled Network. I don't lead the network leaders to do as I say and to replicate my vision. I lead them to Jesus and to asking Him what is the vision that He has for their life and having them pursue His call on their life. If that sounds bizarre, then, you know, I challenge you to think about that notion as you reread 1 Corinthians 1. Paul spends a few lines addressing division within the church. He calls them to agreement that they would be of the same mind and judgment. The dividing issue of their time was all about leadership and who baptized who. Right. The fact was that they were fighting over their alignment with different leaders. Paul celebrated that his focus was not on baptizing them, but that he preached Christ plainly. He said this in verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 1. He says, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power." He said that Christ did not send him to baptize? Is that true? I mean, what did Paul mean when he said he wasn't sent to baptize? Aren't we to make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? What is Paul really getting at? I see in this statement not a cry in regards to lowering the priority of baptism, but elevating the role in the gospel that Paul recognized he was specifically called to play. He isn't ashamed of his role. He doesn't minimize his role. He doesn't neglect his role to focus on other things. But knowing that he is called to preach the gospel, he makes that his focus. He doesn't fall into the trap of focusing on amassing followers. He just simply knows his role on the team. Just like the Bulls, not everybody can be Michael Jordan. Some are actually meant to simply be defensive monsters like Dennis Rodman. No one would expect Dennis to score a ton of points, even though scoring more than the opponent is the point of the game. Instead, Dennis was built to be at his best when he focused on defense and shutting down the opponent. Paul the Apostle knew his purpose was to use plain language and point people to Jesus with it. I imagine today if I said something like Paul did, that I'd be confronted by folks who would say, "But you should, you must, The pressure to meet the expectations of others often looms heavy on me, you guys, in life, and if I'm being honest, specifically in ministry. So knowing my calling, knowing what Jesus expects of me is so incredibly important that I want to be able to say, Christ has not sent me to fill in the blank with whatever your expectations are of me. Instead, he has sent me to now fill in this blank with the call of God on my life. Knowing Christ's calling for me is the way that allows us to fill in the last blank, no matter how others try and fill in the first. Today, let's pray that Jesus confirms the call and affirms our ability to reject the expectations of the world as we embrace the expectations that he has on us. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that reminds us of your truth, of the reality of who you are, and as a result, who we are. We thank you that our identity is wrapped up in you and not in what we do, not what others say of us, Lord God. We thank you that the only expectations that matter are the expectations from you, Father God. The expectations that you lay upon us and your church and your word, Lord God. We believe as we lean into those things that you've called us to, Lord God, that we are more and more aligning ourselves with your spirit. Lord God, so we ask that your spirit would lead us in that, that you would speak very clearly to us on what our calling is, that you would demonstrate for us our absolute necessity to have a genuine walk with you in order to truly know what is the way. We know that you are the way. You are the truth and the life, and that you speak even now. And we ask that you would speak to us on the way to go and what our purpose is, what our calling is, so that we would all, as one body, be unified in you. Yeah, that's what we want. We want unity in you, and we need your help to do it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, head on out today recognizing what it is that God's called you to. Maybe you don't yet have a full understanding of the large vision, but I bet you have an idea that God has given you specific journey for today and that he is going to empower you to live it out. So while you might not know each and every step, faithfully step in the direction that you do know. All right. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Fire by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.